ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Welcome on in to Sunday Fun Day. This is the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, here with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Week 5 already underway in the NFL after a Thursday barn burner. My goodness, Kirk Cousins putting 509 on the scoreboard for you early. I think it's possible there are a few teams out there who may have started Kirk Cousins too, by the way, because of the byes, the dreaded bye weeks, which begin this week. Of course, the Detroit Lions. A lot of fantasy assets on that roster that you're not going to be able to use this week. Philadelphia Eagles, we know their receivers have been banged up, so the bye coming at a good time for them. But of course, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, always mainstays in your lineup. And then of course, the Chargers, who you've been probably relying upon J.K. Dobbins the last couple of weeks, probably have not been using Justin Herbert these days. And then of course, the Tennessee Titans. Good riddance to them. I don't think anybody's too concerned about. Maybe you're relying on Tony Pollard, so you don't have him at your disposal this week. But that is a reminder. The bye weeks have begun. The Lions, Eagles, Chargers, and Titans not available for you this week. But the Chicago Bears are. We are the home of the Chicago Bears. As always, you can hear today's game against the Panthers at Soldier Field. At noon today, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer will be on the call. But we've got a full day of Bears coverage for you as we do each and every week. And it is going to be much earlier next week, don't forget, because we have the London game. The Bears will be heading to London to take on the Jaguars. The Bears slated as the home team in this one this year, even though the Jaguars are London's de facto team. So next week, just a heads up, The Fantasy Football Show will be on much earlier, I believe 5 a.m. will be the start time for the Fantasy Football Show. So just a little programming note there because we will be in Bears pregame coverage, your Bears pregame show. Today, you've got 8 to 10 a.m. Abdallah and Tyler will be in for Black today. You've got the network pregame show with Sylvie, Lance Briggs, D.N. Miller from 10 to 12. And then, of course, the game. Post-game coverage with Yurko and Peggy after that. And then I will be back with your post-game coverage along with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer. That is your Sunday schedule. Pretty consistent during the football season. But again, a little programming note. Next week, the Bears will be in London. So we'll have a little bit of a switcheroo. Things will be moved up a little bit earlier next week. So just wanted to make all the fantasy football diehards out there aware. We'll be on much earlier next week. All right, so if you're new to the show, this is where I will run through all the key information, news, and notes that you need to be aware of before the games get going. And after that, it will be your turn at 312-332-3776. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, where I will answer your questions as best I can, as long as you get them in around 11 a.m. Anything after that, no promises. But if you try and hit me up on X, I'll do my best to get back to you with a lineup response for you. All right, away we go. Actually, before I hit the highlights, reminder, even though the Bears and Jags is taking place next week, the London games start this week. We're already in NFL Network pregame coverage mode as the Jets are taking on the Minnesota Vikings, and it is a good one. So for all you out there, reminder, that game kicks off at 8:30 Central Time, so make sure that you have all your Jets and Vikings locked into your lineup if you're on the fence about any of them. All right, and as always, shame on me. I failed to mention this at the start. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Tullamore Dew.
The fine Irish whiskey. What better way to open your Sunday with a fresh cup of Joe with a little mixer of a little Tullamore Dew, as I am right now. Delicious. All right, now the serious stuff, the news, the highlights. Let's begin in Indy, where there's two big players who are actually, we've got some clarity.
To the line of scrimmage, Richardson goes out of the gun, gives it to Taylor. Taylor pushing that pile forward, crossing the goal line, give it to him, yes sir, touchdown, INDY, on the opening drive of the game, the Colts march down the field.
All right, so will INDY have any offense? You heard Anthony Richardson giving the ball to Jonathan Taylor there. And we know Jonathan Taylor has already been ruled out with that quote-unquote mild high ankle sprain. Never a good thing to have a high ankle sprain, although all of a sudden there's this mild designation which has crept its way into the lexicon of NFL reporters these days. So for what it's worth, it's a mild ankle sprain for Jonathan Taylor, but he's already been ruled out. And in regards to Anthony Richardson, the latest news coming down a few short hours ago from Adam Schefter was that Richardson was being downgraded to doubtful. So in all likelihood, we're not going to see Anthony Richardson starting for the Colts today against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that means that Joe Flacco will be your starter today. And that is good news for Michael Pittman, because as you saw last week, the stark difference between a competent NFL quarterback and Joe Flacco and what Anthony Richardson is trying to do these days is drastically different, and it gives Michael Pittman and his fantasy football owners a fighting chance. So there's the news there if you're looking for a takeaway, is that I think with Joe Flacco, Michael Pittman works his way back in as a probably top 20 wide receiver option in PPR formats. On the other side of the ball, since we're here, I'll go to this guy.
Dropping is Trevor. Looking. Fires in the left side of the end zone. That ball's going to be caught for the touchdown. Evan Engram in the left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
All right, so Evan Engram, it looked like he might be returning this week earlier in the week. However, got news yesterday that Evan Engram is not going to be available for the Jaguars. So you can go ahead and remove him from your lineup. And I know tight end has been a wasteland. We'll hit on a couple more in the segment here coming up. Just, it's been a really tough sledding for tight end owners out there. And Evan Engram is not going to be your savior this week. Still out at least another week for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Handoff, Robinson up the middle towards the goal line. Is he in? He is! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! An answer to the Cardinals' opening drive!
All right, so Brian Robinson, good news. He is, quote-unquote, good to go. So you can go ahead and plug him into your lineup. He's been a very productive player who you were able to steal in the mid-rounds, and he's kind of moved his way into most fantasy football starting lineups. So Brian Robinson, good to go, according to Adam Schefter this morning. So Washington taking on a very tough defense, probably the toughest defense that Jaden Daniels has seen all year in the Cleveland Browns. So this one, maybe he's not a slam dunk, but with the bye weeks, I imagine a lot of teams out there are probably going to go ahead and use Brian Robinson. Meanwhile, for the Browns,
Flacco the snap, surveys the field, launching, end zone, it is caught, touchdown, David Njoku, 21 yards.
Ah, the good old days when Joe Flacco was flinging the pill to David Njoku last season and leading the Browns to a triumphant playoff berth. Nevertheless, Flacco's throwing for the Colts today, and David Njoku is going to return for the Browns. Now, he may be somewhat limited when it comes to snap count, but he's also returning from a quote-unquote mild high ankle sprain. And so that was suffered in week one, and it is now week five that he's returning. And that is, I bring that up because of players like Jonathan Taylor. When you hear early in the week, or even Joe Mixon, who has yet to return, when you hear early in the week that a guy has suffered a high ankle sprain and they're trying to tell you it's mild and not ruling them out, chances are very high they're not playing that week. And if they do, you probably don't want much part of them. Now, I play the Njoku highlight because tight end has been such a problem for most people out there. If you want to go ahead and grab him off the waiver wire if he was cut, I think that's probably the biggest advice I have for people out there. He can potentially be an answer for you, although you have to be concerned with Deshaun Watson and how poorly he's played this year. Nevertheless, Njoku might be somebody who, he came into the season with Flacco throwing him the ball, like looking like he had finally unlocked his true talent.
That has, again, not really been realized this year with the injury and with Watson throwing the ball. But I still like the player quite a bit. So we'll see. He could be somebody who, if he was cut because of that high ankle sprain, you might want to go ahead and grab him today before he gets back out onto the field if you have a roster spot available. Meanwhile, the more interesting news for the Browns, and I think fantasy owners out there.
Second and goal. Tampa Bay was offside. They give the ball to Chubb. He's driving for the goal line. He is. He's in. He's in. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. And the Browns are winners.
All right, so we're moving ever closer to a return of Nick Chubb, it seems. Of course, he suffered that gruesome injury on Monday Night Football last year against the Steelers. And now that his 21-day window to return from injured reserve was opened earlier this week on Wednesday when he returned to a limited practice. Now, he's not going to play today, but we are moving closer to Nick Chubb's return, which is obviously good news for just football fans in general because he is such a fun player to watch and a productive player. So if by some chance he's available on your league's waiver wire, grab him today. Don't let him hang out there any longer because we're getting closer. Maybe not next week, but within the next 2 weeks, I envision we will be seeing Nick Chubb be playing football again in the very near future.
Snap is back, third down. Throw on the left side of the end zone for Cooks. Leaping up. Cooks. Did he catch it? Yes! Touchdown, Cowboys! What a throw and catch from Prescott to Cooks.
Hopefully you have not been relying too much on Brandon Cooks because it's been a one-dimensional fantasy asset in Dallas that's been getting the job done. That, of course, is CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Cooks has been placed on injured reserve. He had to undergo surgery with a knee infection that he suffered. So he's going to be missing at least 4 games for the Cowboys. That is not great news. That is also not great news when the Cowboys can use every asset that they have going against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh tonight on Sunday Night Football. Not a great matchup for the Cowboys. So outside of CeeDee Lamb, not feeling really great about using any of those Cowboy players these days.
Play action fake. Throws. End zone. Touchdown. Christian Watson on a 2-yard touchdown catch.
Christian Watson listed as doubtful. Surprise, surprise. That has been his MO during his career in the NFL. And with Romeo Doubs also suspended because he missed practice on Thursday this week, that opens up a huge opportunity for last week's darling, the waiver wire pickup of the week. I'm talking, of course, about Dontavian Wicks. Wicks had a couple of touchdowns last week and 70-plus yards on the day and 5 catches. And with both Watson and Doubs out, you can very easily see Wicks being productive today now that Jordan Love is back. And it looks like he shook the rust off in the second half. Now, maybe it was in chase mode against the Vikings after the Vikings built up that huge lead. But nevertheless, I feel much better about using Jordan Love this week than now that he's back and he showed you that he was looking like the player that we were hoping he would be when we drafted him earlier this year. And of course, Jaden Reed, he's on rosters everywhere. He's probably already in your lineup. If he's not, I think you definitely got to get him in there because I think even though it's good news for Dontavian Wicks, it is great news for Jaden Reed, who we know is just an absolutely explosive player whenever he gets the ball in his hands for the Packers. So Jaden Reed to the moon, as they like to say. I really like the opportunities for him now that Watson and Doubs are out today. Must play against that just absolutely ravaged Rams defense they're taking on. For the Rams, a note for them, Cooper Kupp is apparently going to be returning once the Rams come off of bye. So that's not this week, but next week the Rams will be on bye. And so that looks like we're having a Cooper Kupp return party in week 7 for the Rams. So there is some good news. Still not a whole lot of clarity when it comes to Christian McCaffrey, although a little bit of encouraging news from Adam Schefter earlier today regarding CMC. He's feeling better, so they're going to get him working in to practice a little bit. He's not going to return on the Niners Thursday night game next week against Seattle. when he is eligible to return. But again, there's reasons for encouragement. He's feeling a little bit better these days. So take that for what it's worth, a little bit better than what we were talking about last week at this time, when there was really no certainty, no clarity. They were just throwing their arms up and saying it's a wait and see situation. So a little bit of good news for the Niners there. As far as more good news for the Niners, George Kittle will be active today, even though there was a little bit of doubt. And then another tight end in that game.
Snap to Murray. He'll throw. Looks left. Fires left in the end zone. It is caught by McBride. And it's a touchdown. Kyler Murray engineers a 99-yard touchdown drive.
All right. So you may be saying to yourself, yeah, I knew Trey McBride was returning from concussion protocol and he was going to play. But if you weren't monitoring it closely, what you may have missed was that Trey McBride suffered some rib injuries. He was listed as questionable on Friday, and there was some concern yesterday that he might not be available. However, the latest from Adam Schefter this morning is that Trey McBride is expected to play with those banged up ribs. So good news there. Despite the fact that you may not have even been aware of what went down, Trey McBride looks like he's going to be good to go for the Cardinals in the afternoon game against the 49ers.
P. Ryan, the running back, to Mahomes' right side. Rice in short motion from the left. Here's the snap. Mahomes back, looks left, throws left, caught by Rice, turns it up across the five, running inside the pylon, touchdown Kansas City.
All right, so Rashee Rice, you saw last week when he collided with Patrick Mahomes, suffered a very, very tough knee injury. Now, the Chiefs have been a little bit coy, and right now he has not been ruled out for the season. He's set to undergo surgery tomorrow, where they'll get a little bit more clarity in regards to what they're dealing with once they actually get him under the knife on the operating table. They'll be able to see how tough it is, whether or not he returns this year. I think the truth is, very good chance that he's not going to be helpful to you for the remainder of your fantasy football season. Even if he can return and help the Chiefs later in their playoffs, chances are he's not going to be helpful to you. But I will caution, there's no need to go ahead and drop him just yet. Wait, let's wait it out. Let's see what they say tomorrow when we get word about how he's doing, if there's a chance of him returning. But again, even if he is able to return, it's probably going to be pretty late in the season, at least the fantasy football season. So, you know, I think in a week, you'll probably be able to use that roster spot if you needed it. Of course, if you've got IR slots, just plug them in right there. And one final note I wanted to mention here, not an injury, but a concern for fantasy owners.
Brissett under center. Stevens in the back. He takes the handoff. He runs it to the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
All right, Ramondre Stevenson, who was a nice little find the first couple weeks, has now found himself on the pine. And that is because he's lost a fumble in four straight games for the Patriots. Jared Mayo, their head coach, has said that Antonio Gibson will be the starter this week. Now, Stevenson is probably still going to see some touches, but of course, that is not good news with a Patriots offense that is struggling to find its way these days. So I think you can go ahead and probably put Stevenson on ice at least for 1 week until he proves that he should be a featured back. Antonio Gibson, maybe a desperation play if you're absolutely looking for something in the flex spot off of the waiver wire. That could be a desperation play today. All right, so there's your key injury news and notes this week ahead of the Week 5 action. Again, I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Taking your calls next at 312-332-3776 on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. Shame on me. I was so preoccupied with that first swig of Tullamore Dew, the fine Irish whiskey. As always, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I was so preoccupied with my first swig, and I got derailed by the Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco talk, that I forgot to say Trey Sermon, of course, is the running back who is in line for a big workload now that Jonathan Taylor is out for the Colts. I put Jonathan Taylor first in the highlights. meant to say, hey, Trey Sermon, this is a guy who, if he's available on your waiver wire, you want to pick up and probably start today because of the workload and the matchup against the Jags. And I just missed it. So shame on me. I apologize, but we got him up and in there. I have, in a couple of leagues of my own, made the move to have Trey Sermon as a starter this week. So there you go. Just so you officially know, Trey Sermon, that's the name you need if you're a Jonathan Taylor owner and you're scrambling this morning. All right, let's go on out to Bridgeport and get things started with Tom. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today, buddy?
Doing well.
I got a question. I got Jaden Waddle. And I could pick up either Josh Downs or Trey Tucker, which they're talking about. And I got pretty good receiver core. Should I just hold on to Jaden Waddle, or should I just get rid of him?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Tom, and it's something I actually addressed a little bit on Overtime, the streaming show I do with Deion Miller every Friday for ABC 7. And we talked about the idea of what do you do with your Dolphins? Because, of course, Tyreek Hill, Devin Achane, and Jaylen Waddle are all people who you want to be starting, but after the last couple of weeks, how can you possibly move forward? And I think, Tom, because you feel good about your wide receivers, don't dump Jaylen Waddle. It sounds like Tua is going to be back in week 8, or at least around that time. So once he gets back, of course, then we're going to feel much better about using Tyreek Hill, using Tua, using Achane. I think at this point you just kind of like have to wade through it and hope that you can get by the next couple of weeks, but you don't want to cut them unless you absolutely have no other roster spot. But there's some encouraging news that Tua is hopefully going to come back when he's eligible to return from injured reserve. So that's kind of how I'm treating it. If you don't have to, don't do it, but definitely avoid starting Waddle and Achane. I'm still probably in most cases using Tyreek Hill just because you know McDaniel is going to try and force-feed him the ball, and it only takes him breaking one long gainer to really make your week, and he's the one guy in the league who is most likely to do that. So I think you have to keep using Hill, but Waddle and Achane, you can put them on the bench for now, but try and hold them, if at all possible, if you have the roster spot and the capability to do so. Let's go on out to Schaumburg and say good morning to Ron. Hey, Ron.
Hey, morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well, buddy.
Yeah, I've got Standard League. I have three. Or I have four. I need three.
Okay.
I got Devon Achane.
Mm-hmm.
Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Xavier Worthy and Cam Akers. I also have Tariq Hill, but I'm, like you said, I'm going with him.
Okay.
Him
and I, yeah, okay, good, good. I was like, yeah, we got to lock Hill in. So of those four options, you need three. Boy, I'm still going to use Achane, despite what I just said, because I feel like of all those guys, you've got some guys who are in bad situations right now. I'm still using Cooper. It just comes down to Worthy versus Akers for me, Ron. And is it a PPR format?
No, it's standard.
Yeah, so in standard, I think I would go ahead and use Worthy. It's not a great matchup against the Saints, I'm not going to lie, but I think Akers, you know what you're going to get. You'll get a bunch of volume, but you're probably just going to get 6 or 7 points unless he somehow, some way finds the end zone. If anybody's going to see a little bit of increased usage, I would think Worthy's the guy who's going to benefit the most from Rice's absence. Now, I'm not saying he's going to step in and run those short zone beaters that, you know, Rice has kind of made a living off of early in his career, but I think, because Kelsey, I think, is going to step right in and see a bigger workload than he's seen the last, you know, few weeks as they were trying to ease him in and kind of save him for the playoff run that they were hoping to make. I think they're going to have to rely on Kelsey more in the passing game. But I do think Worthy is going to see more opportunities. And Cam Akers just doesn't do a whole lot for me, even though he's going to be the featured back without Joe Mixon today, with Damian Pierce still out. I think... You're not going to really feel satisfied with whatever Akers does unless he somehow, some way gets a fortunate short touchdown. But the Texans, it's their passing game. That's where it's at. So don't love Akers, even though he's going to be featured back for them today. Let's try James, who's in Norwood Park. James, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, Jeff? I just got a half-point PPR league, and I got hit the injury bug. So I need three of these four, two running back spots, and a flex.
Okay.
I got Chase Brown, Trey Sermon, Jacoby Myers and Samaje Perine.
Perine. You need three of those?
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, this gives me an opportunity to mention Chase Brown, who really looked good yet again last week for the Bengals. He's a must-start of those options, James. But for the folks out there who, you know, if you want some actionable news here, Chase Brown's a guy who I really do like, and if you can somehow, some way, pry him away in a trade. Now, don't go out and, you know, overpay for him, but if you're, you know, maybe someone has some, a little bit of running back depth, Chase Brown, I just believe, is the more talented running back on that roster. And against the Ravens this week, it's going to be a tougher matchup. Even though Zach Moss still outsnapped Chase Brown, we finally saw Chase Brown worked, and he had 17 touches, a couple of touchdowns last week for the Bengals. And it's, in my opinion, it's only a matter of time until he takes the lead back role. Now, Zach Moss will still be in the mix, but I really like Chase Brown, and I do think, with the Ravens being a tough matchup this week, next week might be the chance to go ahead and make a move for him. Of the other guys, James, I'm definitely using Trey Sermon. As I mentioned, he is, look, he runs hard. He was actually a third round pick by the Niners a few years back. Had some issues, sometimes wonder if he didn't always have the best vision as a running back, but he runs hard, and without Jonathan Taylor, but with Joe Flacco under center, I think it's a great opportunity for Trey Sermon. And then I guess I'd throw Perine in the mix to kind of round it out for you, but don't love where he's at. But again, without Rice, they're going to have to look to somebody in Kansas City to see a little bit of, you know, more increased workload. Maybe Perine benefits ever so slightly from that. Let's go on out to Shanahan and say good morning to Cosmo. Cosmo, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff. I got a predicament for this one. I got Ramondre Stevenson.
Ramondre Stevenson, yep, no problem. No problem.
And then Emmanuel Wilson.
All right, so Ramondre versus Eugene Wilson. And Wilson is the backup option for the Packers. But this is interesting. I just have to shrug my shoulders here. Wilson, I guess the one thing you can say is that he will come in and spell Jacobs for a couple of series. He's done well with the carries when he's gotten the opportunity this year. And now that Ramondre Stevenson has been relegated to the second string runner, you know, he's lost four fumbles in four straight games for the Patriots. And he'll probably get a chance at some point in the game to spell Antonio Gibson. But if anything happens at all where he coughs up the ball, you know he'll be relegated to the pine and probably won't see daylight the rest of the day. So I think, even though I don't love it, I think you have to go with Eugene Wilson over Ramondre Stevenson today. Let's try CJ, who is in Shanahan as well. Siege, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. I have a quarterback question here. I got Sam Darnold or Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy.
All right, so Sam Darnold is one of the best quarterbacks in all of fantasy these days. He's been excellent for the Vikings. They have the London game. They're kicking off in just under an hour, and that's a tougher matchup against the Jets. Probably the toughest defense he has seen all year. And Brock Purdy gets a crack at a very porous Arizona Cardinals defense today. So I'm going to go ahead and roll with Brock Purdy, CJ, especially with George Kittle available today, according to Adam Schefter. I think you're in good shape. Debo's back. Ayuk is back. You know, they don't have CMC, but aside from that, he's got his full complement of passing weapons. So I like Brock Purdy today over Sam Darnold, even though it's been a nice run for Sam Darnold so far. And I'm optimistic about where he could go as a fantasy quarterback the rest of the season. This week, I'm not feeling great about using him against the Jets. So I'd go with Brock Purdy there. 312-332-3776. That's the phone number if you want to jump on in. We're hanging out till 8 o'clock, as we do every Sunday morning, at least most Sunday mornings, I should say. As I mentioned, programming note, next week we'll be on at 5 a.m., the Fantasy Football Show, because the Bears will have the London game taking on the Jaguars next week. But first things first, of course, the Bears have the Panthers this week at Soldier Field. You can hear that game, as you can hear every Bears game, on your home of the Chicago Bears today at noon with Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer. Jason McKee will be on the sidelines of that game. And then J-Mac will, of course, be back with me and Pat the Designer for the post-game show after Peggy and Yurko wrap things up on the post-game show. This is the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000.
Brings Mayer into the backfield. The handoff to Zamir. No, Minshew keeps it to the end zone for Adams. And it's caught. Touchdown, Raiders. Minshew pulled it out of White's belly. And a quick throw to Devontae in the back middle of the end zone.
I'm guessing we will not be hearing any more Devontae Adams touchdowns in a Raiders uniform. We know that he is not playing this week for the Raiders. He's out with that hamstring injury as they take on the Broncos in Denver today. Sounds like the Raiders are expected to intensify their trade talks next week, as Devontae has made it known he would like to find a new path forward with a different football team. And it sounds like the Jets, the Saints, and then potentially the Steelers and Commanders are the likely landing spots right now as I talk at 7:40 on Sunday morning here. But again, we'll find out much more this week. Wouldn't be surprised to see him dealt, you know, at some point this week as the Raiders basically figure out what they're going to do. And of course, that will be, I think, good news for Devontae Adams fantasy owners out there, because it has been a tough season for him. And he is, there's been the reports that they expect he may be able to return next week. So if he can do so in a different uniform, that would be a very good thing. So there's the latest on Devontae Adams. Expect trades to intensify early this week. I am Jeff Meller, again with you every Sunday morning, usually 7 to 8 a.m. Next week we'll be doing it earlier. We'll have a 5 a.m. kickoff because the Bears are in London. So we'll have a earlier pregame coverage of the Bears next week as we get you set for their London game. But first things first, they've got the Panthers this week. So taking your calls at 312-332-3776. Talking all things fantasy football up until 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Let's try Scott, who's in Maryville. Scotty, what's up, my man?
Hey, my good man. I've got in my receiver slots right now Zay Flowers and Rashid Shaheed. My question is, would you swap either one of those two out for either Xavier Worthy or Jacoby Myers? Although I don't think Myers with Denver's matchup is great, but yeah, those two on the bench. But I'm really thinking more of Xavier Worthy.
Sure.
Just one, and it is a full PPR.
Yeah, that's what makes it so tough, Scott, with Worthy. You know, we just haven't seen enough volume. So in that format, I'm going to wait a week and see how it goes without Rice, see what they do with Worthy. And it's not a great matchup for the Chiefs either, because the Saints secondary is one of the better ones in the league. So even though I think Worthy's going to see increase in touches, wouldn't be surprised if some of them come via, you know, jet sweeps just to get him the ball and try and give him the opportunity to get out there in space. We'll get an opportunity to see it on Monday Night Football. So that's the good news. We can take a really close look and everybody can see it firsthand this week. But I'd still go with Shaheed, and Flowers is kind of, you know, feels like a no brainer in PPR format. You want to keep him in the lineup because, you know, if the Ravens don't run up a huge lead, you would think Zay Flowers is going to be a focal point in their passing game. He is most weeks. So the PPR format makes it pretty easy for me to say, let's wait a weekend Worthy and just see how the Chiefs use him before you plug him into the lineup there, Scott. Let's try Mike, who is in Antioch. Mike, what's up, my man?
Hey, just real quick for you. You go with Dalton Kincaid or Zach Ertz from Washington?
Ooh, boy. Yeah,
it's a PPR.
Yeah, you know, I'm still going to use Dalton Kincaid. I know it's been a somewhat disappointing year, Mike, for anybody who drafted Kincaid highly. But Zach Ertz, you know what you're going to get from him. He's 4 or 5 catches for 40 or 50 yards, and that really feels like about it, whereas Kincaid feels like there's a much higher ceiling. So I wouldn't be surprised at all. One week we just see a monster game from Kincaid. We see Allen feed him, and then, you know, I think you'll be happy to have him in your lineup. So Zach Ertz is not a man who compels me to put Kincaid on the bench. I just think, you know, Ertz may outscore Kincaid occasionally, but I don't think you're ever going to be kicking yourself about having Ertz on your bench, whereas Kincaid, I think that's certainly much more in play. Let's try from Mike to Mike. Mike is in Mount Prospect. My man, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jeff. Like everybody else who have injuries, I had Evan Engram missing now his fourth game, and I need a tight end or a full-point PPR. I picked up Cole Kmet just in case, although I thought Engram was going to play. I could also pick up Colby Parkinson with the Rams, who, where else is Stafford going to throw to, but I see Ertz, who just mentioned Ertz. He's also on the waiver. I need one of those three or four. Yeah, I got Kmet already.
Yeah, I think I'm still going to use, and Kmet's not, you don't need an additional tight end to Kmet, right? You just need one of those guys, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Because Ingram gone.
Yeah. No, I'm still going to say I'd go with Kmet. Again, it's kind of with tight ends, it ends up being which guy catches the goal line pass that gets him into the end zone on a week-to-week basis. I'll be honest. I can't predict that. I think Cole Kmet has just as good, if not a better chance of doing that than any of the guys you mentioned in Colby Parkinson or Zach Ertz. So I'd go with Cole Kmet here. You know, it hasn't been great, but I also think this Panthers defense, Mike, this is an atrocious defense for the Bears to take advantage of. And so maybe, just maybe, Cole Kmet can get in on the action today. Let's hope the Bears can figure out their passing game and actually give Caleb the adequate amount of protection behind the offensive line. They looked better in the second half last week against the Rams. And so hopefully they potentially found something with the line that they can do and they can utilize in this game against the Panthers. Because, again, the Panthers cannot do a whole bunch right defensively these days. So I think this is a chance for the Bears to score some points, and hopefully Cole Kmet can get in on the action for you. Let's squeeze in one more before we take our final timeout. Let's try Jordan, who's in Wakanda. Jordan, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Good, man.
Good. I need to take, it's PPR. Mm-hmm. I need to take two of these three. Jordan Whittington, Zach Moss, and Antonio Gibson.
All right. So, and you said full PPR?
Yes.
Yeah, so Whittington, then, in that case, I'm going to use him. He's kind of moved into the Cooper Kupp role while Kupp has been injured. He hasn't found the end zone, but he's been, you know, seeing heavy target volume. So for PPR, I like that. And then I think I would go with Antonio Gibson, take my chances with him having a larger role this week, albeit that Zach Moss, you kind of know what you're going to get with him. He's going to be in the mix for probably 50% of the snaps, and, you know, wouldn't be surprised if they use him at the goal line. But at the same time, I talked about Chase Brown earlier, Jordan, and I like Chase Brown a lot. So I'd take my chances with Gibson over Moss this week.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. 312-332-3776. One more segment to go. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. When we return, Justin Pottinger gets us his daily fantasy play of the week, as he's done each and every week so far, right here on ESPN 1000. Last segment here on the Fantasy Football Show for this week. Again, each and every week, most weeks, pretty much every week except next week, on from 7 to 8 a.m., the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Next week, though, early start with the Bears in London, so we'll be on at 5 a.m. next week. And, of course, the Bears will be playing the Jags. But just a quick reminder, last reminder, the Jets and Vikings are kicking off the London games today. That game starts at 8:30, so about 37 minutes from now. So if you have any Jets or Vikings that you want in or out of your lineup, make sure you get that set and locked in before that game kicks off. All right, each and every week, I bring in my producer, Justin Pottinger, to give us our daily fantasy pick of the week. He's been hot, and he's given you Amari Cooper. He gave you Khalil Shakir. What do you got for us this week, JP? Who's on the slate for you?
Yes. All right. So this week, it's probably going to be one of the biggest waiver wire pickups that a lot of people saw this week, and that's Dontavian Wicks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked a bit about him earlier today with Christian Watson and Dobbs both missing time. The opportunity is going to be there today, man. We saw that last week, 13 targets, 5 catches, 78 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's going to be the red zone guy this week, and they're playing against a really weak Rams defense who ranks only 22nd against wide receivers in the NFL this season. Guys, and Jordan Love looks healthy. Like last week, we saw that a little bit, struggled slow first half. He ended the game with 380 passing yards. I mean, Love looks good, and Wicks, he's only $5,900 on FanDuel lineups. Cheap option today. I love Wicks.
Love it. There you go. Good call there. Justin Pottinger with your daily fantasy pick here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. All right, rapid fire. I'm going to try and get as many guys in as we can before we wrap things off. Let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I'm going to switch mine up a little bit. Get rid of that first question. Purdy or Dak today? Dak's got a tough game tonight, I think, in Pittsburgh. And
absolutely.
I love that Arizona defense.
Yep. I think I agree with you completely, Dave. Easy call there. Purdy over Dak. Don't love the Cowboys tonight on Sunday Night Football taking on the Steelers. That's a tough matchup for them. Although I do love Justin Fields this week with the Cowboys defense struggling to do anything against the run. And, of course, Micah Parsons just banged up. It's not looking good for the Cowboys these days. I love the Steelers and Justin Fields today. Let's try Scott, who's on the south side. Scotty, looks like he's got
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm good, man. I got a question for you. Standard league, non-PPR. DJ Moore, Wicks, or Kareem Hunt?
You just need one?
I'd like to have two. I need two,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, so I'm going to say of those options, Scotty, I'd go Moore, DJ Moore. He's still a heavy target. I was just talking with Pottinger about this off the air. You know, Moore still sees a lot of targets from Caleb Williams. Let's see if they can finally connect on that deep ball that has been... You know, they've been missing it, but he's still been throwing it to him. So they've talked about it a lot this week about connecting, making that connection. We'll see if they are on the same page. But DJ Moore, you got to keep him locked in against the Panthers this week. And then, of course, Dontavian Wicks. I'm with Pottinger. I think there's plenty of opportunities without Watson and Dobbs this week. I think both Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks are good plays in daily and regular fantasy lineups. Let's try Aaron, who's in Morton Grove. Aaron, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. Question. I need one out of the three. Wandale Robinson, Christian Kirk, or Zay Flowers?
You just need one of those guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'd still go with Zay Flowers. Haven't loved the Jacksonville Jaguars passing game. And then even though I didn't mention his name, remember, Neighbors is out with the concussion. He's still in protocol. So that should mean Wandale Robinson. I mean, I don't know if he could actually see more targets based on what he's seen so far. But he's really been a check down option for Daniel Jones. Not really a great big play threat. So I'm not enamored with Wandale Robinson, even though you'd think he'll see maybe more catches without Neighbors. I don't know if that Giants offense is going to function without Neighbors. Let's try Kevin, who's in Lombard. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I have to drop one of these three players in order to pick up a tight end. I don't want to drop any of them. Keandre Miller from New Orleans, Ricky Pearsall from Frisco, or Jonathan Brooks from Carolina. It's a PPR league.
Yeah, so you got to keep Brooks because obviously that could be coming very soon. Listen, I think you can, if I had to pick one, I would probably pick Ricky Pearsall of the Niners just because we haven't seen him out there yet. And if anything, he's probably the guy who you could get back. If anything happened, obviously, to Kamara, Miller would step right in and be someone who was snagged off the waiver wire almost immediately. All right, that's going to do it for me, folks. Thanks for listening. Again, every Sunday, the Fantasy Football Show at 7 to 8 a.m., although next week we're on early at 5 a.m. All right, full Bears coverage coming your way, starting with Abdallah and Tyler Aki, who's in for Black, coming up next right here on ESPN 1000.